Blog Talk Radio.
I saw the light,
saw the light
in the time
of the light,
saw the light in the end of the road,
saw the light,
I saw the light,
saw the light
into the highway. Sweet Jesus sitting at the throne, and he said, son,
he said, son,
you are a sinner,
you are a sinner,
and you went the wicked
road.
If you want to.
Hey guys, good morning. I'm Nick Baker. I'm your host, and we are on chapter 2 of the book of Esther. Whoever was watching my TV show last week, I am starting a sermon series on relationships, and it's based on my new book I have coming out called How to Have a Healthy Relationship. And, well, I'm going to start off with chapter 1, and I'm going to take some time and study the book faster. Whoever missed my a TV show last week, I want to talk about Esther and the purpose of her. And but before I get to that, I want to take some time and thank you all who came out Saturday morning for the Dunedin Family Fundraiser. I really do appreciate it. And we raised over $3,000 for the separation of the conjoined twins, and it's a true blessing for us. And even the Dillane family would even appreciate it. Even to those who are close to me, I want to thank you as well, my closest friends, and even Sandra Pyatt for coming out Saturday morning, my beautiful girlfriend, Noelle, for coming out as well, for giving our ministry all the love and support, and donating money. We had a train going. We did horseback riding. The kids had a blast. Would have been better if I didn't have to play hide and seek with the one of the kids that went missing Saturday. Jan called me over to the snack counter and told me that the kid is missing, but he was at the turtle pond the whole time. And also, Sunday morning, we do a service. Service is from 10 to 11. We meet at 9 o'clock for breakfast. You want to walk to join us? I'd love to meet you. We have other things going on with the ministry. And also, birthday parties. If you have a child who you want to do a birthday party for, it is at least $140, $145 for a private party, and more than that for public, because we are open to the public on Fridays as well, and Saturdays from 9 to 3, Fridays from 7 to 10. Mainly 7 to 9. Feel free to come down and join us. I want to start up for the prayer real quick before we start. Father, I thank you for everything. I lift up Henry to you, Father, as he's even trying to keep his vision. Whoever is blind, open them. Open their eyes, Father. Open their eyes and let them see. Let them focus on you, Father, because I know you are the only one who could heal us. Father, I can't thank you enough for the Delaney family. And Father, I lift up the Delaney family to you. And I ask that you be the hands of surgeons. Because the surgeons are hands as your hands. Because they are the miracle workers of you, Father. And I lift them up to you. And I love you and praise you each and every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, my friends, I ask that you turn to the book of Esther, chapter 1. If you have a New King James Version, I am going to be reading out of the New King James. Even though I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation as well. But hear this, because there are children out there who are looking for a perfect relationship with a adult. There are orphans who are looking for somebody to talk to. And Esther is an orphan girl. It's only 10 chapters of the book of Esther. I'm going to read them all to you as we go on studying Esther and the story of her. Esther has been orphaned by her parents because her parents died and the king took her in under his wing. Chapter 1, verse 1 says, "Now it come to pass in the days of Ahasuerus." This was the Ahasuerus who reigned over 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia. In those days, when King Ahasuerus sat on the throne kingdom, which was in Shushan, the was see the deal that in the third year of his reign, he made a feast for his officials and servants, the powers of Persia and Media, the nobles and the princes of the province being before him. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the splendor of his excellent majesty for many days, 180 days in all. And when these days were come and completed, the king made a feast lasting 7 days for all the people who were present in Susan, the citadel, from great to small, in the court of the garden of the king's palace. And my friends, the king had a banquet, a feast for his officials, and you are invited to the feast, because this month is, all this week is the celebration of Passover. And Passover is the purpose of the celebration of Jewish holidays is Passover. And well, I haven't gotten a chance to read, but I want to read the book faster, but I'm not. I'm not going to read the whole book on this week, but next week I will read Esther as we go along. But if you want to know Passover, I need to turn with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus talks about the first Passover, and Exodus with me. It says right here, because the Israelites were in captivity of Pharaoh. And this is the first Passover, chapter 13. And it says, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast. It is mine." And Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you went out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, because the Israelites was bonded with Satan, and Pharaoh is Lucifer in flesh. And what Moses is doing, because right now in Bible study, I am studying the book of Exodus. But I want to share with you the purpose of Exodus and why God sent Moses to Egypt to flee the Israelites out of Egypt, because the first Passover was rather than Egypt, because God told Moses to have the children of Israel slaughter a lamb and paint the blood of the lamb all over the doorpost from top to bottom. But you know how you went into a cave and it was complete black? Because it's in Hell's Caverns in September. They shut the lights off. I felt the pressure on my body because of the darkness. Because the darkness is so heavy, you don't know what you're doing. You can't see what you're doing because there's nothing. Just pitch black in the cave. Just pitch black. Because that's what happened to the Egyptians. Because whoever the children of Israel had light, the Egyptians had complete darkness. Because God sent the plague on Pharaoh. Why? Because he didn't believe in God. He held the children of Israel captive. But why do we do the? I want to talk about the feast of Passover and the purpose of it. And it says in verse 3, Moses said to the people, "Remember this day which you went out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand of the Lord, the Lord brought you out of the place. No leavened bread shall be eaten on this day. You are going out in the month Abib, and it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he swore to your fathers, to give you a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep the service in the month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a feast of to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and no leavened bread shall be seen among you, nor shall leaven be seen among you in all your quarters. And you shall tell your son in that day, saying this is done because of what the Lord did for me when I came up from Egypt. It shall be as a sign to you and your hand, and as a memorial between your eyes, that the Lord's law may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. Verse 10 says, you shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year to year. And I want you to keep that in mind. Speak somewhat out of time. But in closing, I want you to focus on what God has planned for you. Because this Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Because there is no such thing as Easter. Because Easter is a pagan holiday. But a Christian holiday, a Jewish holiday, is called Resurrection Sunday. Because Resurrection Sunday, what is it? It is a day that Jesus Christ was crucified and risen from the dead. Because he was crucified in flesh. He was nailed to the cross. And he was buried the second day. The third day he was risen. Because he was crucified on Friday, buried on Saturday, risen on a Sunday. Because the third day Jesus was risen from the dead. Because that's what Passover is. Because Jesus was, that's what Resurrection Sunday is. Because all this week, I'm going to be talking about resurrection and the purpose of resurrection. Doesn't mean I'm not going to talk about it after Resurrection Sunday. I'm going to keep talking about it because I want, until you get to know resurrection and the purpose of it is, before I close, I want you to understand the purpose of the resurrection and why resurrection is so important. Matthew talks about resurrection. Actually, Luke's gospel, because after Jesus was crucified in the book of Luke, and he came up, because while Jesus was going to the cross, and he was going to be risen, in Luke chapter 22, verse 20, says, likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. And verse 21 says, but behold, this hand is my betrayer. Of my betrayer is with me. And the on this table, verse 22 says, and truly the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. And Jesus knew that he was going to be betrayed. Because the book of Luke talks about resurrection. And here it is. Because in the book of John, after Jesus was crucified, and it says in the book of John, because after Jesus was crucified, and John says this, because after Jesus was risen, in verse 16 in the book of John, says, Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine, not mine, but his who sent me. Verse 17 says, If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God, or whether I speak on my own authority. But if you want to know resurrection, and after Jesus was crucified, here it says, before I close, it says, right here, because in chapter 20, after Jesus came back from the dead, it says, Jesus went up to Mary, and he said to her, Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. Excuse me. But go to my brother, to my brethren, and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. And I want you to remember that, my friends. Remember Resurrection Sunday, because I'm out of time. But I want you to realize something. And I want you to understand the purpose of resurrection. And why resurrection? Why this Sunday is called Resurrection Sunday besides Easter Sunday? Because Easter Sunday is a pagan holiday. And it's brainwashing our kids. Easter is brainwashing our kids. Why? Because they say, oh, the Easter Bunny's coming. There is no such thing as Easter Bunny. There is no such thing as Easter eggs. Jesus. And the crucifixion of Jesus. And why Jesus died on the cross for you. You and me. Why he died for you, Dave, Paul, Jan, Dave, and me. Because of our sins. Because I'm a sinner. Dave's a sinner. Paul's a sinner. Jan is a sinner. I'm a sinner. But keep that in mind. And remember to keep strength. Keep faith. Love God. God bless you.